USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Americans and Britons may soon be able to once again travel back and forth to each other's countries. President Biden and UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson will meet Thursday and are expected to announce a commitment to lift COVID travel restrictions that have been in place for more than a year. The powers will announce the formation of working groups with the EU, Canada, and Mexico to find ways to safely restart international travel. Biden and Johnson are also expected to agree to an updated Atlantic Treaty, the agreement between the U.S. and U.K. that lays out the values of the special relationship between the two countries. And another major company says they've paid millions in ransom after their systems were hacked by criminals operating in Russia. The world's largest meat producer, JBS, was hit with a ransomware attack in May, taking most of their operations in the U.S. offline. In a statement Wednesday, the company says it paid the hacker group Revil $11 million to prevent further damage to their systems. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
New data from Customs and Border Protection shows that border agents encountered more than 180,000 migrants in May, a slight increase from April, and still on pace for a 20-year high. Vice President Kamala Harris recently returned from a trip to Central America as part of her diplomatic role to address the root causes of illegal immigration with allies in the region. Representative Pat Fallon says that the federal government has the means to stem the flow of illegal immigrants coming to the border, but the Texas Republican tells Newsmax TV that the Biden administration doesn't want to use them.
There's no will, but we have the means to do so. President Trump did that when he had the migrant protection protocols, in other words, the way to Mexico policy. He was deporting bad actors. He was building a wall, and he was saying, if you come here, you're not going to get welfare easily. And now what we're seeing is Biden has reversed it, and they're lying to us. Mayorkas testified in front of the Homeland Security Committee in the House and said that the border is secure 2 months ago. That was a lie.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah.
The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
If you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Congress heard from the president of the NCAA over the issue of allowing college athletes to receive money for their name and likeness. Tim Berg reports.
The Senate is hearing from the NCAA president and the nation's top athletic leaders on compensation for students. Legislation has been proposed to allow athletes to monetize their name, image, and likeness, or NIL rights.
Together, we have an exceptional opportunity. I think, frankly, a historic opportunity to change the national landscape for college athletics.
NCAA President Mark Emmert adding that the federal solution needs to ensure that NIL payments are not a pay-for-play scenario. Gonzaga men's basketball head coach Mark Few talks about the future of college sports.
Previously mentioned, we are at a critical juncture in college athletics, and it really isn't an exaggeration to say the future of college sports is in jeopardy.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And the developer of the Keystone XL pipeline has officially called off the project. Calgary-based TC Energy canceled the project after the Biden administration had revoked the construction permit granted by President Trump. The company says it will work to develop a plan for a safe exit from the partially built pipeline. The project, which would have transported about 35 million gallons of crude oil daily from Canada to the Gulf Coast, initially stalled during the Obama administration before being given the go-ahead by the Trump administration. Biden revoked the construction permit in January over climate change concerns. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.